What's up, guys? It's Ross coming at you with another podcast. I have my dog beside me. It's a great day. It's actually a shitty day. It's been raining like all day long. I live in Florida. It's been raining all day long. But, on this episode, I have some questions that I got from some of my Instagram followers, and also I'm going to be responding to a diss by a little chick I work with. She sucks. and then I'm going to talk about protein and muscle growth, how much protein I think you should have on a ketogenic diet, and kind of some misconceptions about that. So let's hop right into it. The first user question I have, and this is honestly going to be the only serious question that I'm going to answer on today's podcast, was from firebrand_keto89. And she's awesome. Like, I just started to connect with her the past couple of days, and she gave me a shout out, and she's been awesome so far. I followed her Facebook page. So anyways, she asked the most cost-efficient way to do the ketogenic diet, which is a super important and a super, that question gets asked to me all the time. Sorry, I'm checking Instagram. But that question gets asked to me all the time. And what I say to people is, just keep it super simple. You know, the most cost efficient way, or the most bang for your buck, is obviously going to be buying in bulk. You know, going to like Aldi's or Save a Lot, just places like that. And buying your food in bulk is going to be so it's going to save you so much money. And especially meal prepping. I mean, you just want to be prepared whenever you're doing any sort of diet. You don't want to be going out to eat all the time. You don't want to have to be buying last minute. You just want to be prepared. So I would say my best advice is to keep it simple. You know, when you're first starting, you know, it's best. Well, I mean, really, it's probably more important than ever to get all your micros in as far as your electrolytes, you know, your potassium, your magnesium, your calcium in. But, you know, if you don't have room for that in your budget, you know, you can get all that through foods and through, you know, eating the right types of foods. So I would say don't get stressed out with getting all the extra supplements that are going to help you in the diet at first. Just focus on starting. You know, starting is so key on this diet. And, you know, just getting your greens in. I would say that's probably the most costly thing is paying for the meats and the greens, because the meats aren't cheap, especially like beef and stuff like that. But, you know, just buy smart. You know, buy hamburger meat in bulk, buy chicken in bulk, buy your veggies in bulk. I always buy the frozen veggies. It's, you know, it's not like it's any worse. It doesn't have preservatives or anything in it. You know, you don't have to get everything super fresh. You know, I always try going organic, especially for meats on everything, but I also know at the same time that's not the most cost efficient way to do a diet, is to, you know, have everything organic and have everything fresh. So, you know, if you are on a budget, you know, just, I mean, you have to factor that in, and I mean, you can be smart about it, be smart about how you buy your foods. So that's that. And then my next question was, how much protein do you need on a ketogenic diet, or really on any diet? And I think there's a big misconception about protein and how much you need. People take it to a super extreme level, in my opinion, as far as how much protein you need. But I'm just going to be talking about protein and how it pertains to the ketogenic diet. When you have too much protein, well, first off, as far as how much protein I recommend for somebody to have, especially doing a keto diet, is about a half a gram to maybe 0.7, 0.8 grams of protein per lean pound of body weight you have. So, you know, right now I consume roughly between 120 and 150 grams of protein a day. And, 150 grams is probably on the high side for me. I usually don't get up that high. I've stopped taking protein shakes or, consuming protein powder just because I don't need it. It's not needed. So when you're doing a ketogenic diet, you're trying to keep your sugar levels low to avoid insulin level spikes. When you consume too much protein, for one, your body can only consume so much at once. So when you're consuming super high amounts of protein, a lot of it just gets filtered right out through your urine. So, I mean, you're wasting a lot of your money, when you're drinking, three, four protein shakes a day and you're eating super high protein meals from your food. You're wasting a lot of your money because it's just literally getting pissed out. So, and then another thing when you're doing a ketogenic diet is when your protein levels are too high, that spikes your insulin. And it basically that protein will get turned into glycogen, which gets stored the same as it's basically a sugar and it gets stored the same as body fat. And you do not want that. That will throw you out of ketosis if you're getting too much protein. That's something you do not want. So you just have to, I mean, I know a lot of people say 1 gram of protein per lean pound of body weight, and that works. But guys, I've gained a lot of muscle since I've been working out the past 2 years or so. I've gained a lot of muscle and I've done a lot of research, and you really don't need as much protein as what people say, especially, with the effects it can have on your liver and your kidneys. So with that being said, I've got one more thing to go over with you guys before I'm done. So I work with this chick and I put a video out and I said, if anybody has any real questions about how to do a diet or about fitness, to get in the comments, hop in the comments and say your question. Well, this little girl said, "Why are you such a little bitch?" And here's the thing, guys. Like she said, "Why are you such a little bitch?" The thing is I don't like her. So me and her, me like she's an asshole. She's an asshole and she's narcissistic and she's annoying and I really just want to punch her in the face. So that's my stance on that. I shouldn't even, I'm not even going to give her a shout out. Like she doesn't even deserve a name drop. But also guys, I'm just kidding. Like I actually, like she's actually super nice. But I always just try messing with her. But she is a little bitch, like on a real note for a minute. Like I know I just said that she's super nice and stuff. She actually is a little bitch. And so like I don't even know where she's coming from when she's calling me one, because like that doesn't even make sense. Like I'm like you guys should know, like I'm not at all. Like I'm a super sweet person, and super sweet doesn't equivalate to being a little bitch last time I checked. So I don't know where the fuck she's coming from. But I'm gonna get on her ass. I'm gonna get on her ass. I see her Wednesday, so I have to keep you guys posted as far as how that goes. But if any of you guys have any questions for me, I'd love to answer them, and I'd love to give you a shout out on the podcast. So add me on Instagram underscore Ross Hyatt underscore. But that's all I have for you guys today. I'm about to go back to bed. I just started night shift in my job, so I'm about to go back to bed. But I'm gonna try doing a podcast in another couple days. But we'll just see how it goes. It's been taking me like 4 or 5 days between podcasts to put one out. So we'll see. But that's it, guys. So have a great day. See you.